That's what I think we need to do. We need to look at just beyond our horizon, what's best for the state long term, and plan ahead. And so that's one of the biggest things that we're trying to do.
Utah's rapid growth comes as no surprise to those who have long called Utah home. Our top-ranked economy, natural wonders, and creative problem-solving not only attracts new people to our state, but motivates Utahns to continue calling this great place home. This year, the legislature is working together to meet the demands of our growing state by prioritizing policies aimed at improving our current transportation infrastructure and preparing Utah for the technological innovations coming to the transportation sector. Throughout this session, policymakers have made significant investments to fund new infrastructure projects and plan ahead for future transportation needs. Here to talk with us about these generational investments is the Utah House Majority Leader, Representative Mike Schultz. So, Representative Schultz, why don't you walk us through a little bit about what transportation policies are coming down the pike in this legislative session?
Thank you, Edward. I appreciate the opportunity to address the citizens of the state and be on your podcast. This year has been a historic year in all sorts of things, but when we look at what was funded in the budget, really it was another historic year for transportation and investment. Most people don't know, Edward, that Utah is going to grow the population to 4 million people over the next 10 years. Right now, I think we're sitting about 3.3 million. We're going to be about 4 million over the next 10 years, and over the next 30 years, we're anticipated to hit 6 million people. And so it's really important if we want to maintain our quality of life that we make investments in our transportation system. And I believe that's one of the core functions of state government. And so we find ourselves this year in a place where we have a bunch of one-time money. Because of all the federal spending for the COVID relief packages, you may or may not like it, but that doesn't matter. There was a whole bunch of money dumped into the economy and specifically dumped into Utah. We know that is not going to be sustainable long term. And so our budgeters and the state's fiscal analysts from all areas of government get together and they decide on what our budget should look like. How much of this money should be ongoing? Can we count on every year? And how much it is one time? This year we had a record number of one-time money. And we can't do a lot of things with one-time money, so we look at what are the things we can do. And we got together as a House Majority Caucus and said, we want to make generational investments with this one-time money. In our budget, we are placing over $2 billion of one-time money. This is in addition to the transportation fund, and it hits all modes of transportation. It's mainly roads. Most of it, about $1.6 billion of it, goes directly to roads. There's a large portion of it that goes to double tracking front runner. That's a topic that we've been working on for several years. We're going through the design. We're going through the process right now. Our goal ultimately is to have 150 mile an hour trains that go from Ogden to Provo. And why is that important, right? As we grow, we live in a long linear area where we can't grow outwards. We grow lengthwise because we have mountains on the east and lakes on the west. So we have this long corridor along the Wasatch Front. UDOT has told us that we cannot meet the demands of the growing population going into the future with just roads. And so transit, front runner, is going to have to play a vital role. Well, it's important that we fix the front runner to where people want to get on it and ride it, to where it's just as fast, or if not faster, as your vehicles. And so it's important that we get a good system in place. So we are making those investments today to benefit us into the future. And also active transportation, you know, trails, bike trails, those types of things. We're making another investment in active transportation. And there's other things too I'm happy to talk about if we got time, but that's what our goals are.
Now you mentioned, especially as our state continues to grow over the next several decades, and as we continue to expand off the Wasatch Front, that roads alone can't solve our problems and that we really have to make sure that we are prepping for the future of what transit and transit infrastructure looks like in the state. One of the main areas of concern that we keep hearing from members of the public on why they don't necessarily currently use transit infrastructure is because of the reliability to it, the frequency of travel. Does the legislature plan to address that concern moving forward?
Well, it's a multi-pronged approach that we're taking to this. And really, in my opinion, we're not to the point where we must have a vital transit system, but we're not that far away. And we don't want to be caught flat-footed, right? Right now, our roads really function pretty well. They're not perfect, but overall, they function pretty well. But in many cases, we're reaching the capacity of our roads and our road widths, and we can't continue to grow those. If you look at Seattle, you can see what not to do, right? That's what we don't want to do, because it's costing them 10 to 20 times the amount now to come back after the fact. And the citizens actually put a tax on themselves to fix their transportation systems, right? That's what we don't want to do. So it's important now that we start to make the investments, we preserve the corridors, we start to take some of the highest priority needs off the list, and we really look towards the future. That's one of the things I love most about Utah. We had leaders before us that were here in the seats that we now occupy, thought about us and the grandkids, and we're the benefactors of that. And so that's what I think we need to do. We need to look at just beyond our horizon, what's best for the state long term, and plan ahead. And so that's one of the biggest things that we're trying to do when it comes to transit, is really plan ahead. The decisions we're making today, a lot of them won't come to fruition for 10 to 20 years, but it's important that we set the state on that trajectory so that we don't grow into those corridors, so that we have the ability when the time's there to pull the trigger and get those infrastructure projects built.
Now, specifically, you're talking about planning for the future of transportation needs in the state. You, in particular, have a bill this session that aims to do just that, that looks forward what transportation infrastructure is going to look like in the next coming decades. Can you talk a little bit about that bill?
Yeah. So actually, it does two things. The gas tax actually increased this year more than we thought it would. It increases based on inflation. So it went up by 4 cents. It was only anticipated to go up by 2 cents. That's another area where we cut taxes. The bill that I have right now actually drops the gas tax by 2 cents for a couple of years, and postpones that tax from being implemented, I think, until 2028. But it also puts a tax on charging stations that charge. And let me tell you why that's important. Right now, we have charging stations being placed up and down I-15 and I-80, all of our corridors all across the state of Utah. Utah is the crossroads of the West. We have one of the highest traffic rates of non-residents that move through our state because we are the crossroads of the West. Well, it's not fair under our current system. All the residents of the state would pay for the people that use our roads. And so as all these new charging stations are going in along our transportation corridors, the main reason they're there is to benefit the travelers that are traveling long distance, the majority of which are going to be non-resident users. We're going to place a tax on those, and that money will go directly into help paying for our roads. And so it takes the burden off the citizens and places it onto the non-residents who are using our transportation system. That's the two parts to that bill.
Mm-hmm. Now, currently under our system, the gas tax is what primarily helps go to fund the transportation infrastructure in the state. Under this new bill, as we know that electric vehicles will continue to rise in popularity, we're wanting to try and capture some of that revenue from the electric vehicle charging to be able to help supplement the dwindling gas tax. Is that kind of the aim of the bill?
That is exactly the crux of the bill. As we know, going forward, the gas tax is going to continue to die. Somehow we have to continue to pay for our roads. We've done it with registration fees, increased in registration fees on top of those EVs. But registration fees only hit the residents of the state. It's important that we get the non-residents of the state to pay for the burden that they're placed on our roads as well.
Now, you mentioned $2 billion in transportation infrastructure spending from the legislature this year. That is on top of the last several years that has really seen some significant increase in investment from the state legislature in this area. What specifically are those funds going to be used to try and address what problems are currently out there?
Yeah, great question. So the last couple of years, we've again been in the situation where we've had additional one-time money. We want to make generational investments. 2 years ago, we did $700 million. Last year, we did just over $1 billion, and this year, we did over $2 billion. And we've done this in every year, but we really made an effort to make sure this year that it hits all across the state. There's some money for rural Utah. There's some money going towards some state roads in rural Utah. Of course, the majority of the transportation needs are along the Wasatch Front. So whether you're in Davis, Weber, Box Elder County, or whether you're in Salt Lake County or Utah County or Tooele Counties, some of this money will be used all across the state, one, to move the projects forward that are already programmed and budgeted for, just waiting on the money to show up. Now the money's there, those projects can be accelerated and move forward, and then also to bring more projects on to meet the most pressing needs all across the state. And again, We saw the failures that happened in the Cottonwood Canyons this year. You know, several years ago, we set up a Cottonwood Canyons transportation account again, knowing that we were going to have the problems. And so that fund is now fully up and operational. And so we're taking some money out of that fund as well as adding a little bit of money towards that to get bus service going up there on a routine basis to solve those needs. Really, that's an important part of it as well. And again, there's no part of the state is going to be left behind when it comes to transportation investments. There is needs all across the state. We're hearing that loud and clear. And so we're really trying to step up to make those investments.
Now, Representative, you've been involved in the transportation policy area for a while. In your opinion, and from where you sit, what are some of those greatest challenges that we do face as a state when it comes to transportation infrastructure?
Well, certainly funding is always the number one priority. We could always do more. But the last couple of years, we've been constrained with not just funding, but actually the ability to build the roads. The last couple of years, because we've made a significant amount of investment into transportation, we've actually had more money there than we can actually spend because we don't have the workforce to do it. Right now, we're entering an interesting time to where the economy and the construction industry and those types of areas that provide the work is actually slowing up. And so we're hopeful that we can take some of this money that we've been setting aside and we actually get it implemented and onto the ground growing. And again, it's such an important component to it because it really is one of the biggest things that affects our quality of life. Nobody's going to be happy if they've got a 2-hour commute to work. We need to work and do our best to maintain our citizens' quality of life for all of us.
Now, Representative, is there anything else that you would like to share with members of the public who might be sitting there in traffic even right now that we hear a lot about all of the investment that the state is making, but sometimes it doesn't necessarily manifest itself in the day-to-day lives? Is there anything you'd like to say to them?
Well, I just think we want to be really responsible. The legislature, since I've been here, has really been really responsible with the funds that we have, and we really want to look into the future to make generational investments. We're doing that. We think it's the best way to manage the state if we're looking forward versus looking behind. Again, go to Seattle and look at the problems they're in. Do a little research on what they're doing and have done to try to address their concerns. I'll never forget, I was, you know, one of the first leadership roles I was put in the legislature was chair of transportation. And I think that was in 2017. And I think that was the same year the citizens imposed a huge tax on themselves to figure out their transportation system because they didn't get ahead of it. And so that's what I think the most important thing for us to do as a legislature to look into the future. It's in our heritage. You know, you look at the settlers and what they did and how they looked into the future. So it's in our DNA to do the same, and that's what we're doing.
Thank you, Representative. If there is one thing we pride ourselves on as a state, it is our ability to plan for the future and to ensure those generations of Utahns to come can benefit from the decisions we make today. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.